I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
Dude, I'll be pretty sick. Get a nightcast going.
Oh, yeah. Get a good nightcast.
Hey, back up a little bit from the mic.
Yeah.
There you go. Perfect. I don't want you popping. Oh, you're getting all godsmack on the mic, dude.
Oh, yeah. So we're joined with Rob Cruz, the lead singer of Moonwalker.
Yeah, man. Yo, thanks good for having band. Me on.
Yeah, of course, man. Dude. Of course. I listened to a bunch of guys' stuff. It's on Spotify.
Yep.
Check out Moonwalker. There also is another Moonwalkers on there.
Yeah, there's this like EDM artist who just put out one song.
Damn.
Like in like 2015.
What are you doing about that?
We don't even know what to do about it because he's not like on Facebook or anything else. He just like put out this one banger.
He's super underground.
On Spotify.
How was it? Yeah. Was it pretty good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Like I actually really like it. It was funny because one time we played in San Francisco and this couple came through. And they just missed our set. They're like, we actually came to see you guys. Like, we heard like that song you have that's like huge. And it's like EDM, right? And we're like, no.
Just, dude, claim
you
it.
Gotta play with
it. Fuck it.
You got to go with it.
Claim it. You should just fully claim that guy's whole shit.
Yeah, we really
like,
should
yeah,
at this
dude,
point.
We put that out.
I do that. If somebody comes up and is like, man, I saw you last time. Your bid on some shit I've never done. Like, Cereal is so good. I'm like, yeah, thanks, dude.
Yeah,
you got to
stick
with that.
Yeah, I would fully... rip that video down from YouTube, just release it as yours, and then just be like, yeah, this guy stole our shit.
Sure.
Well, that's a business plan from Matt McCusker. So if you guys are looking for a new manager,
yeah,
McCusker's
man.
Available.
I'm fucking ruthless, dude. But I would start, like beating you. I'd be like real, I'm a real Joe Jackson type. I'd start like beating you guys and forcing hormones on you guys. I'd make one person trans.
I mean, we'd be better at dancing for it, though. That would get way better.
That's true.
Like the Jacksons.
Getting whipped up a little bit.
Getting slapped with sticks.
Yeah, man. Fucking.
But yeah, I listened to you guys' stuff, and it's really good. Like, because you reached out to me on Facebook, and like, I'm a fan of the podcast, which is sick, by the way. Thank you. Yeah. And I was like, this band probably sucks. Like, just, of course, in my head, I'm like, this shit's got to suck. If he likes my podcast, there's no way he's talented. And then I listen to it, and it's like, man, dude, you're a really fucking good singer.
Thank
really
you, man.
Good
yeah,
you are a good singer, man.
Holy
I was
fuck.
With the one song, I was like, just fuck this guy. I was the same thing. I was like, this guy can actually sing.
Yeah, real good.
Yeah, I appreciate
awesome.
That.
And then at the end of the one song, you hit, it's one of the songs on Spotify, you hit like a real high-pitched fucking right at the end.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's kind of like a screech. I think Serotonin.
Yeah, dude,
yeah.
Fucking
did
sick.
You take voice lessons?
Yeah, because I was doing, like, theater and stuff mm-hmm. as a kid. And
that's gay, but go ahead.
Yeah, pretty gay. I was actually a gay kid, and
I
grew out of it, yeah.
What happened?
I was the first kid to hit puberty, then not be gay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wait, so you were in a theater, and how did you escape that?
I just wasn't into it anymore.
Yeah,
I just
love how I'm talking about theater, like it's the Bloods and the Crips. It's like, how'd you get out, dude? Yeah,
yeah. It's tough to get out. Yeah. I think you get out when you graduate high school.
Wait, so did you said you went through puberty and you just were
then
like,
you just
fuck
join
this
improv?
Shit?
It was kind of funny because I was super into like musicals and stuff in like elementary school. I remember I went to a Hairspray.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
how did you?
I was like wearing like a. Like a Hairspray shirt.
All right,
like rocking
stop
at
this.
School.
We gotta stop this interview, dude. I can't have this on here.
But then it all changed, dude. I went through
that
my dad's CDs, found Van Halen.
Oh, nice.
I think.
That's
like
so,
I heard
you think he might have left
them
there? You think he might have Van Halen on the string pulling it down the hallway?
I think he gave you that.
He had a Van Halen right near his sister's closet and was pulling it down the hallway.
He's like, he keeps going in there and playing with her dolls. I'm gonna leave some fucking Van Halen in there for him.
That's hilarious, dude. That's sick.
Might have
you
been
fucking
by design.
Escaped. Theater life is actually kind of sick, if you think about it.
Theater life fucking sucks.
No, because it's like, I was thinking about this the other day. I remember even theater life, high school band life are pretty intermingled.
True.
Yeah.
There's a lot of freaky stuff going down, but it's funny to think that like people make such a big deal about actors and shit, and they're just the people who did fucking drama in high school. And it's like, everyone's like, fuck you, you're a dork, and as soon as you get one major thing, it's like, icon, do the shit.
Yeah.
We should pay actors fucking like 40, 50 grand a year. There's
I was
no reason we should pay them so much.
Agreed.
They should pay fucking accountants like 4.5 million.
Although, when somebody's a good actor, it's pretty fucking
it's cool.
Unreal.
It's cool, but
but not many people can do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Truthfully.
Well, you know what it goes back to? Is it was like storytellers were, it was like medicine men, like general or chief, and then storytellers were like the top dogs in a tribe. So it's like, look at it, still stands to this day. Who do we pay the most?
Hell yeah.
Think about that.
I'm thinking.
Wrap your fucking heads around that. They don't teach you that shit in drama class, do they? So you escaped the drama, and then what was there, like a falling out, like a coming of age moment when you were like, was there a fallout point? Was there a coming to age moment when you were just like, I'm out of here, and you just left the bright lights behind, or like, how'd you get out of that?
I just started playing guitar and just got so into like Van Halen, Aerosmith, just loved it. And I just like really wanted to be in a band super bad.
Nice.
And yeah, that's what I just started doing. And ever since I was like 10, I've just been playing music.
Wait, when did you get out of the theater life?
Like right in the middle of elementary school.
Oh, you were then. That's like when I stopped playing soccer.
Yeah.
Quite the same. Everybody, you know. Once you find something real, you're like, all right, enough of this.
That is funny.
What the fuck? I had something. What? I had a theater kid on our football team. There was a good theater kid.
Yeah.
And my one friend, who's not a theater kid at all, got paired with him at team camp.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid brought, like, all musicals and set up a surround system in their dorm room. And just literally all day just watched, like, Jesus Christ Superstar
and
shit.
It's funny because, do you have older brothers?
No. Just a sister.
There you go, dude. If it, like, the only way, because when you're six, you don't know anything. You're just out figuring stuff out. And like, luckily, if you have older brothers, they're kind of like, nah, dude, here's porn. Like, stay away from that shit. They kind of shepherd you away. Yeah, it's funny. So you'd have to figure that out. That's
and the next
tough.
Thing you know.
Yeah, next thing you know,
you got
you're fucking
strapped on your dick.
Next thing you know, you got a fucking monkey on your back. You can't get off, dude. I've been porn free.
Yeah, how's your dong doing?
Dong's good at strap. Oh my god, dude! I fucking
as a concerned listener, I'm sure you're worried. Also,
my dong's really good right now. Thank you for asking. It's not chafed at all. I stopped wearing my manhood for like 2 days. I had an incident where I was this weekend. I do the police fitness test every Sunday. It's part of my systems, dude. I'm with my babe. We're doing it, and I thought I fucking lost one.
You thought one fell off during the test?
Yeah, bro. Because I told you sent me bigger ones, so I was a little bit fucking big on my britches. So I thought it was fucking. I guess I got used to the tight one was causing excitation from like squeezing to me all the time. So I was walking around with a fucking chub. Yeah. I was walking around with a chub. So then like I put on the bigger one and I went and did this full fucking workout. Thought I lost it because it wasn't basically fell off my penis, but I was doing my laundry today and found it. So I got so sad about losing one that I was like, man, fuck these things. Then I didn't wear it for 2 days, but then found it. It's back on.
How's the sensitivity going right now?
Sick, dude.
All time high.
It's all time high. I'm back on.
Damn.
I was laughing thinking about people finding one of those things somewhere in North Philly.
What would you think that was?
Well, it says manhood on it. So if someone would look it up and be like pick it up and be like, ugh. You wouldn't know what it was. You'd be like, what the fuck is this thing?
There was a listener, and this sucks because I forget his name. He was at my show on Saturday, and I showed him a picture of your dick.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Showed him the dick pic you sent me.
Good. Keep that one, dude.
And hit record. And like press it down so your dick swings a little.
I'm back to micro machining right now.
I do have to shout that guy out. He was the fucking man. He was in the Navy.
Damn.
He's a fucking bat, and I can't fucking remember his
name. You show my dick to a sailor? The actual dragon of it, but once you're like, mom, I'm like, oh, God, Jesus
Christ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right,
a lot of the premises seem to be the same, too. I will say this about incest.
Premises are great.
The premises are like usually pretty similar, I found.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, the sun's hard. The mom like catches him, and she's like, "Well, now you're here, all hard. Ugh.
See, that's
what do we
sick.
Do now?
Exactly. That's awesome. That's the hook. That's
I also
the trouble.
Like when a stepmom or stepsister gets stuck in some sort of household appliance.
That's
I think they call that
stuck
porn.
Stuck porn. You like stuck porn?
It's pretty great. Some lady gets her hand stuck in the sink. Here comes some.
The brother
stud
has to fuck her loose.
Stepbrother, yeah.
Well, how does it go? Is it like, hey, since you're stuck, I'm going to fuck
you?
Yeah,
it's usually like, here, let me nudge you. And they start nudging with their clothes on, and then it's like, oh, what's this? Bam.
Holy
next thing you know, you're
shit,
fucking
dude.
Your mom over the sink.
Because she's stuck.
Because her hand's stuck in the blender or the fucking garbage disposal. It's hot shit.
I've been off the porn for a while.
The last, like, 2 years.
Jesus Christ.
Made a solid run.
So last do you time, just not watch it at all? Or?
I fell. Every now and again, I fall. I fell. When I told you I fell 2 weeks ago, I gave myself a Clixon hand job.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what a Clixon hand job
no.
is?
No.
What?
What's that?
How does no one fucking know what this is?
No one knows what it is.
It's when you... Clixon? It's this lady, Clixon, who gives these hand jobs where she holds a dude's dick and just rubs. So this is... Imagine your dick going straight
I'm sorry,
up.
I do know that.
The front. Okay,
we talked
there you
about
go.
It in the last episode.
No, we didn't. It got deleted.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it got deleted, right?
Oh,
I think
nice.
So. Yeah. So
good.
I gave myself a Clixon hand job and then was like,
nice Clixon.
Never again.
Good. Well, he was asking how did you stumble onto manhood.com? manhoodcanada.com. And I said, here's my theory
How
on
did
it.
Did I?
Here's my theory on it. Okay. So I was like, Matt's always been into NoFap.
True that.
Even since you were young, right? That's always been kind of like a,
yeah.
There's positives to it. Like, I know, oh, I remember like 3 years ago when we met, or 4 years ago, like, you had done a NoFap for a couple
My
weeks.
Brother did. I tried. I tried like 7 days.
And you got.
My
you
brother
got,
did 90, yeah. So I've been
90.
With, my brother did 90 wow. days, hard mode, just no crumbing at all.
But anyway, I think about a year ago, maybe a year and a half, Matt discovered Reddit.
Yeah.
Where he found a nice NoFap thread.
Yep.
Where now he's got brothers in arms.
I do.
And also, I'd imagine that's where Manhood Canada came out.
No, Manhood Canada actually came from my brother fucking around about foreskin restoration, where I was one
See,
thing.
I thought that would have been a Reddit
No,
foreskin.
I don't know where the fuck my brother figured this shit out, but he like sent me a link, and I'm like, damn, that's kind of fucking funny. And then I think I was looking it up. I don't know why. I was curious about it again.
And started clicking.
And I just fucking found Manhood Canada, and I was like, what the fuck is this? So.
And did you go into it like as a joke?
I opened it up. I'm like, this is hilarious. I saw the site of this dude and his dong. And I'm like, this is hilarious.
ManhoodCanada.com's website is
It's just
really
a dude.
Funny.
I got to check it out.
Just chilling,
Please
dude.
Please check it out.
Just this like Icelandic looking dude. Just oh, that'd be sick if that was the owner, dude.
Oh,
if
wow.
If he just went full.
You think that's Randy?
I mean, dude, I got to follow the breadcrumbs. It might be. Randy's trying to lead me to his dong, dude.
Now I do Drexel Online, business administration.
Oh, you do Drexel Online?
Yeah.
It's fucking rock and roll.
Yeah. Like, so, this, like, dude, on the road, I just got my laptop.
Yeah, it is funny how that's kind of dead, right? Music, the whole, like, trash in the hotel room, fuck hookers and do coke. It's kind of just like, let's, you know, get this
Well,
gig.
No, we fuck hookers and do coke.
Right.
True day.
I mean, no, we do fuck hookers and do coke.
Yeah, that's sick.
But we're just not trashing the hotel room.
That's good.
Nice.
You guys are cleaning up afterwards.
Yeah.
Wiping up all, like, the shit smears off of stuff.
We actually rarely get hotel rooms now. It's
Where do you guys sleep?
We have a 15-passenger van, and we took out, like, all the back seats, built a bunk with a queen-size bed.
Damn.
Yeah, and we just sleep in truck stop,
wow.
parking
lots.
Wow,
you guys are getting really freaky there.
Yeah.
You guys lot lizards, dude.
You ever jerk off in the van with everybody in there?
Not with everyone in there, but definitely, like,
you guys
if I have a moment, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah. You got to crank it off. Do you ever encounter any lot lizards in these truck stops?
Lot lizards?
Yeah. They're like little, like, methed out prostitutes that slither around like a truck stop.
No, I actually haven't.
Look out for
I'm
them.
I'm bummed out. Dude, I gotta look out now.
There's a weird sexual world of truckers, dude.
Yeah,
a lot of people
course.
Don't know about it.
Of
truckers
course.
Do some fucking weird shit.
Yeah.
You can make a couple bucks.
What the fuck were you calling tires when we were driving?
Oh, fucking highway gators. Highway gators, dude. Was it fucking burst open on the road?
Yeah. Now every time I drive and I see a busted truck tire, I'm like, fucking gator.
It's a highway gator, dude.
Yeah,
so you guys sleep in truck stops, and do their girlfriend are their girlfriends okay with this? So they don't come on the road.
Yeah, they don't come on the road. They're cool with it.
Yeah,
yeah, it's kind of nice for me because I've been single like the whole time I've been touring.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gotten any pussy on the road?
Just like maybe once,
like a hand job.
It's kind of a weird thing because when you're like at like our level, you're not gonna really get laid just from being in a band.
Yeah.
You still have to like. I feel like you have to be, like, super high level to be at the point where you don't try, you know? It
yeah.
just happens.
Well, you can, yeah, you get, like, the, it's the same with stand-up. Like, say you're on the road in, like, Buffalo, New York, you'll get an offer from some pussy, dude, but mm-hmm. it's, like, it's the universe being, like, this is what you get offered now. It's some, like, fucking
right.
frumpy, like, box-shaped mom being, like, you want a hand job, my Subaru? And
yeah,
like,
lets you know where you're
you
at.
You gotta take it, though, to get to the next level. That's right? what happens, dude. That's what you get. When you do that, when you do stand up, it's the same thing. It's like you can go to like Bristol and do stand up, and some like lady who looks like she's been smoking 2 packs a day is going to try to fuck you, and you can take her up on it if you
mm-hmm.
want. I'm telling you, you can get some weird hand jobs going on.
Like,
does your band have any drug problems?
No drug problems.
You guys better get some fucking drug problems.
What's like the hardest drugs people do?
I go pretty hard with the booze and but.
There you go.
I mean, everyone else just kind of smokes weed and chills.
Nice. Do you ever think about maybe lacing their weed with some dust to, like, step it up a notch?
Get the band going.
Yeah, we need, like, better stories. I should do that.
We're
boring, dude.
Don't do that.
Definitely do that.
Yeah, you guys got to step it up.
Or you should roofie your band and rape them.
That's, like, one way to do it, too.
That's a good team-building exercise.
That is, dude. That is.
Everybody wakes up like, oh, man, what the fuck happened? And you're like, dude, this is my band now.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Yeah, I'm in charge.
I just tell him, like, listen, I'm the front man.
I've had you.
Exactly.
I've had all of
you. That's true, dude. You should, yeah. You guys should definitely.
Are you the leader of the band, or is it a. I always hated when people got murdered robbing things.
Yeah.
I always thought that sucked.
Right.
I mean, I don't know, man. It sucks, but it's like, you shouldn't. That's why you shouldn't fucking stick up a store.
For sure.
It's like, otherwise, if everyone, you know, if people are doing it all willy-nilly, everyone would do it.
Yeah, I guess you got to have the risk in mind.
If you're going to be that fucking bold, dude, I think you're tempting the fate of life and death. If you're going to someone's...
$500 out of 7-Eleven?
Hey, man, if you're trying to rip... someone's coming to rip $500 out of your pocket, it's like, what else is
it? It's not out of your pocket.
If you own the store, it is. You got to go Code of Hammurabi on some of this shit, dude. All
right.
If someone's... I mean, dude, it's sad. It is sad if someone was like, you know, I didn't know any better and got shot in the head. It's like, that's sad, but it's also...
What am I talking about, dude?
From a store owner's...
You come into my store.
From a store owner's perspective, it's...
I'm gonna thump your ass.
I don't know, man. From a store owner's perspective, it's like...
It's like, what are you, poor and African-American, and not giving the equal chances, so you try to rob me? Try to rob $500 from my 7-Eleven? Not here.
It is crazy not over $500, but it's like... My dad was telling me about a guy who owned a bar in Chester who got robbed, I think, 2 times. So then, like, then you get robbed. People are like, yo, like, I've robbed him. I robbed him, too. It's like,
fuck it.
Open
round.
Season.
Yeah.
So the one, like, yo, it's racist to have bulletproof glass. Take that down.
Someone came in. I think the bar owner was a black dude. Someone came in. They robbed him twice. And, you know, I think he was just like, just take it, whatever. And I think after a couple times, it demasculates you, dude. When you get robbed, it's just like, it's a bad feeling. And then, like, the second time it happened, he was probably like, I said that would never happen again. Fuck. So apparently the guy came in to rob this guy, and he eventually bought a gun, kept it under the thing. So he took the money. He's like, here, I'm going to band it up. And he threw it up in the air to the guy. He goes, here, get it and catch.
Oh.
Pulled a gun out. Plap.
Oh.
Murdered him, dude.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've
never got robbed again, probably.
I've watched several murders online in these fashions, and sometimes they really suck.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like somebody trying to rob a convenience store, and some fucking psycho's behind him that's got a, you know, permit just... plugs him in the fucking back.
Yeah,
and it's
that's
like,
fucking... Yeah, it's definitely straight... Yeah, it's... Think about it. Anytime, like, you're... Even if, like, everything gets cheaper, every great new technology, like, flat screens were, like, fucking $10,000, it's gonna get cheaper and cheaper to fucking find out everyone's dirt. I predicted this fucking a year ago.
Oh, you're all over it.
I'm telling you, dude.
I'm telling you.
Dude, it's gonna get cheaper and cheaper
to
do
you,
it.
Dude.
Just
gonna
to get everyone's shit.
Tony, because this Cambridge Analytica, there's gonna be all these Chinese hackers that hack this database, and they'll be like, fuck it, we'll sell it for fucking $50 to any... dude with a dick, and they're like, you know, next thing you know, you're going for a job, and your boss is like, yeah, what the fuck's up with this, boy? And you're like, oh, shit, dude.
Dude, that's so scary,
I forgot
dude.
I looked at that on the internet.
Dude,
it was St.
That,
Patrick's
that's horrifying
Day.
To think about, dude.
Yeah. It's coming, dude.
Well, think about this.
Especially
if
like,
your band, I love to have guests on and cut them off. if your band makes it, and then people find this and find out that Moonwalker is very pro-guns, mm-hmm. and anti-Jews. You're gonna have a very.
That's weird, dude. Because I'm a Jew.
I know you are. I know you are, dude.
That's hilarious.
I was actually about to be like, "You look pretty Jewish." Honestly,
I'm pretty Jewish.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what's up.
Damn,
very,
dude,
very
Jewish. We got Jews in there fucking studio. I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, man, it's gonna get fucked up.
It's kind of
I was talking about the Jewish puppeteers. Yeah, you kind of look like you look. Don't take this the wrong way. You look a little bit like Kurt Metzger.
That's not
what
bad.
The
I think
fuck,
Kurt Metzger has got a bad look on.
He's
I heard
that dude has a nuts dick.
He has a nice dick.
Yeah, that's
nice.
What I heard.
I could see that.
Big J Oakerson.
Well, I
had
think
like
anyone
a
who grows a nice beard has a nice dick. At least Kurt.
And you got
down.
A nice beard.
Yeah,
I got a little goatee.
I don't think is Metzger Jewish. I feel like he gets accused of being Jewish,
no,
which
like
is a weird way
yeah,
to
he's
say
like
it.
Eastern,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
wasn't he
territory.
His family like Jehovah's Witnesses
yes,
or something?
Yeah,
exactly
yeah.
right.
Hot anyway. Ass Mark, where are you from, dude?
Dude, yeah, I also...
I think he's Puerto Rican. That's what it is.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
Who's got the biggest dick in the band?
I mean, I'm guessing me.
Nice.
Damn, yo,
that's
dude.
Sick.
Power
that's,
move.
That's
no,
front man
funny.
Confidence,
was,
dude.
That is front man
I actually tell all my friends, I'm like, dude, I feel like you're just like packing heat. I just think really highly of my friends.
That's
nice.
Yeah. I can get happy for my friends. Fucking, I have a couple friends that have hogs, and I got pretty happy for
now,
them.
Now, as
right.
a Jew, how do you feel about circumcision? Because old Matt here is staunchly against it,
yeah.
and your people kind of invented it.
Right.
I think
the whole thing
God.
Of we killed God and the tips of... Baby dicks.
Yeah,
true.
True.
Yeah, I think the ceremony's weird. I think a bris is weird. I had that whole thing where, like, it's not a rabbi. It's some dude who, like, I think he specializes in circumcising babies.
Dick priest,
and all my grandma's friends came over, like, in my house, and it was, like,
how
a
old
thing. Like,
just yesterday, dude.
Yeah. What was this? I think it was, like, right before the band started.
No, wait, for real. It was, you were a baby.
Yeah.
Okay, thank God. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Bro. Yeah, when I was younger, I thought a bar mitzvah was when they fucking chopped your dick.
No, oh, you thought that's like, when
thought
it happened?
I know that's when it's like you become a man and shit.
You nut. Yeah, after you nut, but, like, you tell one of your aunties, dude, and they throw you a bar mitzvah.
You tell the dick doctor.
You tell the dick doctor.
You get your foreskin removed, and you get a bunch of t-shirts with your name on it.
I literally thought that when I was younger, I was like, man, that's old for the circumcision.
Dude, I didn't even know it was a thing until, like, when I heard of uncircumcised males, I was like, what? And I was like, that's weird. And like,
now
I never
that's
made
something
the connection.
You gotta stop.
That fucking pisses me off, dude.
You better stop it.
I don't fucking like it, dude.
I don't like it either.
Give me my dick skin back.
You want your country and your dick skin back. And my guns. Don't touch
my guns and my dick skin, dude. Well, it is weird. I wonder why. Why does that start? You have any idea?
Yeah, come on, Jew.
Why does
come on, you Jewish motherfucker? Tell us why.
Do you have any idea what, like, where that started?
Of course not. It's a covenant with God.
It's in the Bible, right?
It's a covenant with God in the Old Testament.
Why?
I don't know.
Because God
was
like, I bet you won't do that.
A lot of weird rules.
Yeah.
That I never understood the not mixing the meat and the dairy.
That's you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
I love mixing meat and dairy.
So, yeah, what is kosher? I don't know this. I know gelatin is no
kosher. I think, like, certain things have to be blessed by a rabbi.
So no meat and dairy. It does kind of constipate you. I could see that being
well,
some
also,
ancient
a lot
wisdom.
Of that, a lot of those, like, biblical religious food rules came from just health.
Yeah.
Back in the day,
Jews
when, like,
have
you
a lot of, like, upset
from
stomachs.
A lot of stuff.
Really?
Notice, yeah.
Well, they just
complain
a lot.
Like, my stomach hurts.
Yeah. Their stomachs are probably just like ours, but they're like, oh, my stomach hurts.
We really are just a bunch of complainers, dude. We're always complaining.
Nah, you guys are the best.
Everyone says that about their own group because it's like.
Nah, I love it, though.
I was talking about, Blizz was telling me, he had a funny joke about, like, how he's like. Where the fuck's he from?
He's
Poland. Poland or something? He's saying how, like, his mom just thrives on bad news, and that's the same with Irish people. Irish people love telling you sad stories about someone else. Mm. Like, oh, you'll never know about it.
Yeah.
His poor mom died. And his dad the same
His dog
time.
Died the same day he got his record released. Bloody fucking tragedy.
It's a goddamn shame.
All right.
The bloody neo-Marxists.
There are several neo-Marxists that we need to take care of.
I know.
And
I hear
we're not going to do it without our foreskins.
Dude, I'm...
The next generation of foreskinned men are going to be the ones to take down the Jews.
Matt and
Shane. I just got to do it.
Yo, promo code Matt and Shane. You
got
to watch the the video on how to size it up properly.
Right.
I was fucking choking the boy with the one.
He's only 24.
God, your dick
dude,
gets
your
so
dick
hard.
Could get so sensitive by the time you're our age.
True that, dude.
You could have one of the. You could come just from walking down the
My
street.
My dick's like it's been smoking cigarettes for 20 years, dude.
Did you see that guy who comes uncontrollably? He comes 100 times a day.
Me?
Like he can't control it.
Really? He really
he's like it's ruining my life. Yeah. He'll just be like walking down the street and then he'll just like fall down to his knees. Just,
oh my god, that's
he's
so
like I can't go to Little League games. Coming is awful.
Why is that the first thing he thinks of?
Well, that's definitely the weirdest place to
be. That's where he started, dude.
Think about going to a funeral.
That's true, dude.
Think about a nice funeral.
Right.
He talks about being at a funeral and being like
that sounds horrible, dude.
Dare everyone, you just it's quiet in the church. You just hear a guy like, all right, enough coming.
All right.
Listen to Moonwalker.
Yeah, man, check
it
out.
Get on Spotify. It's very good music. And Matt's penis. Oh, shit, hold on. Let me
pull some stuff up. We're
going
to be at, when's our punchline date? You're about to catch the dogs, dude.
Yeah.